for the entire population without drawing any distinction on the grounds of ethnicity or ethnic origin, given that we draw no distinction between these various groups. The fight against discrimination is a cross-cutting component present in all our policies. We presented a report on racism and ethno-racial discrimination in Luxembourg this year in March. And that study was mandated by the Ministry of Family Integration following the report Being Black in UK, which was published in 2018. After that, there was a motion in July 2020 adopted by the Chamber of Deputies. And with that study, we wanted primarily, well, yes, to have a study on the phenomenon of racism in Luxembourg in order to then develop a strategy to combat racism that would be consistent and to have a clear snapshot of the current situation in the country. And the study has several components. One is a quantitative one, that's the first one presented, then qualitative, that will be presented at the end of this year, of 2022. And that study showed that racism in Luxembourg, as felt by the people who were interviewed, we saw that it has changed and that this racism is based mostly on cultural stereotypes and ethno-racial prejudice. And the people interviewed feel it as microaggressions in their daily lives. And following the publication of that report, several actions have been adopted. Well, first, we wanted to raise awareness and train people. We wanted to train our staff, state employees, and officials on non-discrimination and on diversity. And there's training that's diversity. And there's training that's already underway that has been given to communal employees. We also have conferences for the broader public on racism and ethno-racial discrimination. There is also a